Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Travis Marsh made his way from American last year to Miami Central. Quarterback, big kid, committed to Utah. Outstanding talent who had an opportunity to debut with the Central Rockets on Saturday. Against a team from Georgia that was really, really good. And it was a good opportunity for Central, who really will be under the gun this week playing a massively good team. But the good news is they play him home at 12 o'clock at Trask Powell, where it'll be about 100 degrees and about 110 with the humidity and unbelievable. But Travis Marsh is one of these kids that is he's special, and he throws the ball extremely well. He runs the offense, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Travis, thanks so much for taking the time. You there? Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, you have that one game now under your belt with Central, going up with your new teammates. Talk about that experience, because I think that that team from Georgia came down there in Cedar Grove and wanted to play football. They did, and they competed pretty good. That was certainly a test, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
And obviously something that's going to get you ready not only for this week, for the rest of the season. Talk about that. I mean, you're coming into a situation now as someone who's kind of new to the team at Central, but certainly you know a lot of the guys that you've competed with and against them on 7-on-7. Talk about Miami Central. People don't know about that program. Talk about Coach, what Coach Roland Smith does. Talk about the program and some of the things maybe you didn't even know about it.
Well, Coach Roland Smith, our head coach, he's a good guy. He got a great staff below him. And Saturday game was a good game. Experiencing being down at halftime. And me and my teammates were able to keep our composure to come back and win the game.
How much has Coach Cato, Rakeem Cato, and Coach Anthony White helped you? Because I know Coach White was a head coach back in the day at American. But how much have they helped you with the transition over here to Central now?
They helped me learn a lot. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Yeah, I learned a lot from Rakeem Cato and Coach White.
Be specific. Yeah, be specific about it because, you know, I mean, there's a lot of young quarterbacks out there who've watched Rakeem play at the Canadian League, watch him play at Marshall. What does he teach you? What has he taught you, as far as reading defenses, locking on to receivers? Let everybody know what he's taught you because, you know, he's one of the all-time top passers that we've produced down here.
Well, they both taught me how to read a defense. And how to manage a team, like even when we down, like how Saturday game went, I can't go down because if I go down, the whole team will go down.
Right.
So with me standing up, telling the team pick their heads up, I experienced that leadership in me and everybody else seeing it. So I felt like that was a change for me because last year when I was down, my teammates was down, we lost the game. So right. I felt like that was a big change.
And you have a lot of talent around you. I mean, you have three running backs who are as good as any running backs in South Florida. You have an offensive line. I mean, you have Big Baby up there, who's hopefully going to be at University of Miami in a couple of years helping them. You have him watching your back a little bit. You have some receivers making some plays. Talk about this offense. We're not going to compare it to America's, but just talk about this offense and how it runs and some of the things that, because you hand off to an Amari Daniels, you know, or Owens or any of the guys. I mean, and you know they're going to get yards and they're going to keep the defense honest. That has to help you, because what that does is soften up the defense, gives you better reads. Talk about that advantage, because you haven't had that in the past.
Nah, well, it's a good thing that I got help with a great old line that I have. Well, it's only 4 stars in the line, but I mean, it's better than nothing. Right. I got receivers. I have multiple targets to go to, and with the backfield, it's, you know, Miami Central produced quarterbacks, but use them as a threat to get the receivers open. So I'm looking forward to having more passing yards this year.
But that's good, Travis Marcia from Miami Central. And certainly they have their work cut out for them this week. They do play at home at Traz Powell. If you're getting primed up for the University of Miami game on Saturday night, that is definitely – you could catch that game. You can catch it on TV or go down and sweat with all of us at Traz Powell Stadium.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news – you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.